Welcome to the Haworth Spark podcast. We interviewed Stephen Hollenbeek at NeoCon 2018 for this episode. This Chicago artist was introduced to Haworth via Giulio Capellini and Patricia Urquiola. In a twist of coincidence, he grew up and attended school near Haworth's headquarters in West Michigan. Here is the rest of his story, including the influence of cold Midwest winters on his art and an accidental cactus creation.
My name is Stephen Hollenbeek, and my company name is very simple. It's Stephen Hollenbeek Design Art. I'm a Chicago-based artist and designer. I produce works of sculpture and also semi-functional furniture pieces in cast bronze, sand, glass, several different materials.
Tell us a little bit about either meeting Patricia or how you came about to have some of your pieces here in the Haworth showroom.
I did a project this past year in Milan with Giulio Capellini and San Pellegrino Water Company, where I produced a special edition bottle label and then some tabletop glassware, drinking glasses and things like that. So I was at the opening. Giulio was pulling me around, introducing me to all these different people, and Patricia was one of them. And so we chatted that time and kept in touch, and then I saw her again in New York, also with Giulio, and I guess the rest is history. Happened very quickly. I showed her some work and she liked it, and she said, "I want to see this in the Haworth showroom we designed for NeoCon." So,
can you tell us a little bit about the lights and the, or the dishes, either one or both, that we have in here? Maybe a little bit of the inspiration or
sure. My work, my studio is attached to a foundry that produces cast bronze work. It's called West Supply. So I got started doing cast bronze work very early. And I guess even further before that, I went to sculpture school in undergrad, in Holland, Michigan, actually. And then I came to Chicago to go to industrial design school at the School of the Art Institute. More recently, I've sort of settled in the middle between sculpture and industrial design. I have a studio at West Supply, which is a bronze foundry. So I started doing cast bronze work. Most of it started out as industrial design pieces that were supposed to be made for, you know, replication and quantity. So the small bowls represent that sort of period, I guess, of my life. And more recently, in the past few years, I've gotten more into unique or one-of-a-kind or limited edition pieces, like the sand work. And my bronze work and my sand work nowadays come from just, I guess, diving into a material and just sort of figuring out a process and then figuring out sort of a smaller intervention within that more typical process to get a unique piece. So I have a series of work called Ice Cast Bronze, where I actually use the outdoor environment here in Chicago and the brutal cold winters that we have to create pieces of cast bronze. So I'm pouring hot casting wax onto ice out on the rooftop of my studio and turning those into bronze via the lost wax process. And then the resin bonded sand work comes from just being around the foundry. It's a material, it's a disposable material that they use in the casting process. And I've just figured out a different way to sort of use that disposable material as an end product.
How about the cactus-like pieces? How did you get a cactus inspiration from Chicago?
The cactus, I started the sand work just with vessels, and I would just pick up scraps or literally trash pick them out of the dumpster and start to sculpt them, and then I'd soak them with resin and sandblast away the rest of the sand. The cactus parts came as a result of just, I think it's just the sand. My studio, once I get really into the sand work, looks like a desert. I mean, the whole entire floor is full of sand. There's piles of it, and I think it was sort of that. I made one that looked a little bit like a cactus, not meaning to, and somebody was like, this looks like a cactus. And then I decided to make some real cactus lamps. So, yeah, I made the bases similar to the way that I make the vessels, and then I decided to carve sand also and then have glass blown into it, which is how I produce the tops of this. So it's all used with the sand, the same material. Just one step leads to the next.
So I gotta go back and ask, did you go to Hope?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh, okay. My twin sister went to Western, so spent a lot of time there.
I went all the way through Hope in the art program, took every single art class that I could get, and I didn't get into sculpture until second semester, senior year, and that's when I realized, oh, this is what I want to do. I met that one professor, his name was Billy Mayer, and he kind of put me on that path. He was a major design enthusiast as well as a sculptor, and he was the reason I went back to grad school for design.
And the brutal winters there helped prepare you for the brutal winters here.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of grew up with it, so
It's amazing how hard you can become. If you don't mind, I want to ask you a little bit about the world of work that you find yourself sitting in the midst of, especially with Neocon, but just even starting with, how do you feel about your art pieces now being used in this commercial interiors behemoth trade show?
Well, I'm thrilled by it. I mean, Neocon is something I've never really been a part of. I mean, we've always had like a show that was adjacent during Neocon, but I've never like entered into the, you know, corporate world of industrial design, really, like Neocon is. But in my years in grad school and everything, I was studying Patricia Ricola, and I was, you know, a lot of these other designers, and that's what really, you know, gave me a great love for design. I didn't really send my work any up here, but, you know, Patricia said, I love your work and I want you to participate in this showroom. I said, absolutely, yes.
Have you ever worked in an office?
It's been a while, but yeah, I've worked in an office.
Yeah. What did you like about it? What did you not like about it?
I think offices of the past, maybe when I was working in an office, were places that you go to and you sort of suffer through the day, just try to get through it so you can go home and be comfortable, you know, in your own space. But I think companies like Hayworth and are starting to, like, you know, surgically remove those things that are, you know, frustrating or just kind of a drag about being in the office. I think the offices that I used to be in were sort of like, you know, you go into a desk and you sit at that desk every day from the morning until the evening, and then you go home. It's like, you know, you're tearing your hair out. But I think the new sort of environment like this one is open. You can take your computer from here to there and you can be comfortable, and it's like it's a visually stunning environment. It's not gray and drab and boring. It's beautiful. It's a place that you want to go to.
Thank you for listening. For more inspirational content, visit Hayworth.com/spark.